Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Our eye on the two big stories, Twitter and what's going on in Minnesota. A lot of other stuff. Lou Gall stopping by on Friday. Probably the game of the week. We haven't done that in a while due to the virus and all the stories around that. But the chief Republican in Pennsylvania, Mike Terzai, continues to chug along. He's the Speaker of the House. And several things happened. Yesterday, it was quite an all-day thing. The Pennsylvania House passed a resolution. Now, as I understand it, and Tom Corbett's on the other side, but you know how I feel about Corbett's opinion on things. The House and the Senate, controlled by Republicans, could not stop Wolf's emergency declaration. I believe they absolutely can do that. But they did pass yesterday a limitation on that, I guess sort of a compromise. And that would say, it's been described as a nuclear option, a move to constrain the emergency powers created, granted to governor under Title 35 of the Pennsylvania Consolidated Statutes. And what it would do, as I understand it, it would curtail the ability of the governor to make these capricious choices. Now, apparently, a Republican lawmaker, Dan, called a Democrat during the debate a little girl yesterday. Oh, my God. That set off all kinds of spasms. In addition to that, there's a national story. Brian Sims, remember the guy yelling at women and children in front of the abortion clinic a year ago? He was on a rant, and he was on CNN yesterday. Apparently, a Republican lawmaker had coronavirus, and he alleges it's almost criminal that it was covered up. So let's go to Speaker Mike Terzai here on Talk Radio 1210. Speaker, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us. And nice work yesterday on getting this resolution passed.
Oh, Dom, thank you very much. Our Majority Leader, Brian Cutler, and his team really, I thought, did an outstanding job with this resolution. It was originally sponsored by Representative Russ Diamond. I would honestly tell you, though, that I think that the amendment to the resolution really enhanced the effectiveness of the resolution, because it basically took away the governor's emergency declaration with respect to the business closure order that he issued on March 19th of 2020. And listen, it's these powers that were done by statute in 1978 under a Democratic governor, they were never meant to be long term. They were meant to be acute. And we are far beyond that point. And there are three branches of government, and we need to have the governor recognize that the legislative branch is part of dealing with COVID, and is in part very crucially there to deal with now the economic collapse, with 1.9 million of our fellow citizens having filed unemployment compensation claims.
And I would assume the similar sentiment among Republicans in the Senate. Now, here's the thing with this. I think you're right. This did restrain him appropriately, and no one can say you went too far and took his powers away. I guess a couple questions. Did you feel in your mind you had to wait for a while to say, well, the emergency has passed? Is that the reason this wasn't done early on? Because the power is there to do this, I believe.
Yes. Oh, Dom, I definitely agree with you. The power is there. It's clear from the statute, and it does not need the governor's signature. The statute is quite clear that the legislature has the power to shut this down. But I do believe to garner consensus from all parts of the state, and keep in mind, we picked up eight Democratic colleagues for this. That means eight Democratic colleagues voted against the governor and his disaster emergency powers. And to get that type of consensus from all parts of the state took time. And there was a consistent and I think appropriate public policy strategy, and appropriately so, you know, beginning with construction. And then we also looked at allowing economic activity to be done safely, that you could do both. It wasn't an either or. You can't be healthy. And
right.
if you're working, you right. can be healthy and work. Just you got to find ways to do it appropriately in these crisis times.
Well, let me bottom line you, if you would. I'm sorry to interrupt, but if the Senate does pass this, as you guys have with eight Democrat colleagues,
yes.
then I guess Governor Wolf would probably go to court to argue that
yes.
you can't do this, right?
Correct. I agree
God,
with you on that.
God, it's endless. Because
but the only thing I would say, though, Dom, we had to get it done.
Yo,
and
sure.
It's a public statement when every single Republican and eight Democrats vote to end the order, the emergency declaration order with respect to the shutdown of the private sector economy, you know, people's ability to put food on their table and shelter over their head. Even as a historical legacy and a statement, it's powerful in and of itself. With the Senate passing it, goodness gracious, go to court. But in one of the cases that went to the state Supreme Court, one of the reasons they upheld his power, in their opinion, was that the legislature had the ability to shut it down by a resolution such as this.
Yes, yeah. Well, look, I want to commend this. I want to be clear, but I don't want to get listeners like tomorrow this is going to happen. I see this so clearly. And what I want to commend is this, and listeners should know this, Mike Terzai, you may inspire across the country. This is the heart of it. Everybody knows we want an executive to be there if a dam breaks or whatever to make decisions. A riot breaks out. We want an executive to make a decision. But you don't get like a child to scream emergency for the rest of our lives and we can't
yes.
do anything about it.
Oh, Dom, you're so insightful. Honestly, the way you just phrased it is spot on. Spot on.
Well, I have high hopes for this, and I know it was a lot, and I get it, too, and I want listeners to know it takes some time to get people to see. I think in your heart you would have tried to do this in the first week, but you're not going to win eight Democrats by doing that. They're going to say give the guy some time, and I still think he's unrelenting. Governor Murphy has said you can have graduations in person, and Governor Wolf still hasn't said anything like that. But let's move on to the thing that we played the cut of Brian Sims yesterday, and we wanted to hear from you. His claim is it's almost criminal that it was covered up that this Republican representative had coronavirus and that people in your position knew about it, and yet there was no informing of the Democrats.
You know, here's the key. Our majority leader runs the Republican caucus, and the protocols are in place and have been. In fact, they were shared with the Democratic caucus. And those protocols, such that when it was reported, he adhered to those protocols and set the HR department into action. That's his level of responsibility, and he had shared those protocols with the other side. In addition, I'm of the belief that everybody has to self-disclose. Look, we wouldn't be doing remote voting if we didn't care about each and every member and staff person who's working there. The reason we're doing remote voting is that, and most of the Democrats make use of that, by the way, is that you don't have to be in the Capitol and you can still exercise the awesome responsibility that the people of Pennsylvania have given to you. In addition, I will tell you this. The key is responsible governance. And with responsible governance, that means you work together. self-disclose, let everybody know. Then after you self-disclose, if you've been diagnosed, quarantine. And here's the thing. We have policies that are in place. And we then met as a group, the leadership of both caucuses. We have this organization called the Bipartisan Management Committee. The speaker, the majority leader, majority whip, minority whip. And we said everybody's going to put their protocols, because we all have them. The Democrats have it, the Republicans have it, and then this core group, which is nonpartisan, it's institutional, all have the policies. We said, let's all review each other's policies and see where they're consistent and inconsistent and come up with a singular approach. And I think that's the best way. We're adults. We have responsibilities. We can disagree on public policy without making it personal. And I think that's the better approach.
So is the bottom line you didn't know on this, or is the position as speaker that you
No, the member did not report to me. My position okay. is not that's not the position. Okay. I don't have that role. The role of running the caucus is with the majority leader
okay.
in terms of the operation of the HR and how that's handled. That the member did not call me, and I just have to leave it at that, because that's just the facts.
Okay.
And it's not really my point of responsibility. I will say this. The key is that our leader made clear every protocol was followed. And I trust him, and I know that he is a very responsible, sincere individual, and I just think he does a great job.
All right.
And here's the other thing I would just say to this. Some people, if they're losing on policy, you know, if you're losing on policy, you go to personal ad hominem attacks, you know, instead of just discussing public policy. And I think that the key to governance here is worrying about the citizens of Pennsylvania who are on unemployment compensation, who have lost their businesses and are on pandemic unemployment assistance. That's over 2.3 million of our fellow citizens. And in addition, just one other point, and in addition, where's the real crisis with respect to the COVID? The average age is 79 years old. Close to two-thirds, it's actually two-thirds of our population that have died from COVID-19 are those that are in nursing home settings. And 90% of those folks had underlying medical conditions. We passed the Senior Protection Act yesterday as part of the budget, unanimously, a bill that I prime sponsored, and it's taking the health centers. You were nice and you were great enough to have me on to discuss it. We're taking the COVID federal money, giving it to academic health centers like Penn, Temple, Jefferson, and they are directing that money to helping nursing homes by providing infection control, clinical boots on the ground, and testing and surveillance.
Absolutely.
And that's where our efforts need to be.
All right. Well, Mike Terzai, thank you very much. And where I is on this, I hope the Senate does this swiftly and that we see finally some sense of what the word emergency means. Have a nice weekend, Mike, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, Dom, thank you for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.